This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
If you or a loved one is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction and are serious about getting help, call us now at 855-820-2797. You can get clean and sober in as little as 7 days. Your insurance company may cover 100% of all costs with little to no out-of-pocket expenses. Our trained addiction specialists are available 24/7 and all calls are free and confidential. Just call us at 855-820-2797. How much longer are you going to suffer with addiction? Let us find you the best treatment center that fits your unique needs. Call us now at 855-820-2797.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I want to start with Susan Rice. Here's what Susan said.
I leaked nothing to nobody.
Now, aside from the double negative, former Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice employs their leaking nothing to nobody. Obviously, that means that you leaked something to everybody. But I digress. Susan Rice, who once claimed that the deserter Bergdahl served with honor and distinction, is now vehemently denying any wrongdoing in this scandal of unmasking and leaking the names of Trump officials, which we will get back to here in a second. There is the unmasking, and then there is the, quote, what the media is calling leaking the names. It is a red herring because the media is lazy again. Respected columnist Eli Lake, citing anonymous U.S. officials familiar with the matter, end quote, reported Monday that the National Security Advisor requested the identities of U.S. persons in the raw intelligence reports on dozens of occasions that connect to the Donald Trump transition and campaign. Now, she went on a media tour yesterday to where she could be surrounded by friends who would let her go on the record without pushing her on any tough questions. Here she is with Andrea Mitchell.
First of all, Andrea, to talk about the contents of a classified report, to talk about the individuals on the foreign side who were the targets of the report itself, or any Americans who may have been collected upon incidentally, is to disclose classified information. I'm not going to do that. And those people who are putting these stories out are doing just that.
Okay, so let's boil this down. It's pretty clear the implication from her various statements on the scandal that she has given is that in the normal process of the national security business, she indeed did ask the NSA for the names of certain Americans that were involved with President Trump. But her claim is she didn't leak those names. Well, you don't have to when you unmask them. It goes out to the mass. Everybody who is on the list, everyone in government who got that, gets the update with the unmasked names. She also says she didn't seek them for political purposes. Listen carefully.
Within that process and within the context of the Trump campaign, the Trump transition, did you seek the names of people involved in, to unmask the names of people involved in the Trump transition, the Trump campaign, people surrounding the president-elect?
Let me be clear.
In order to spy on them, in
absolutely,
order to expose them.
Absolutely not for any political purposes to spy, expose anything.
But did you leak the name of Mike Flynn?
I leaked nothing to nobody.
I leaked nothing to nobody. Again, we'll come back to that with Grammar Pat. Now, maybe some can be forgiven for doubting the veracity of a woman who looked us in the eye and flat out lied to us as the ambassador to the UN in 2012.
But based on the best information we have to date, what our assessment is as of the present is, in fact, what it began spontaneously in Benghazi as a reaction to what had transpired some hours earlier in Cairo, where, of course, as you know, there was a violent protest outside of our embassy sparked by this hateful video.
Okay, so here's the problem. She knew she was lying then. Obama knew she was lying then. Hillary Clinton knew she was lying then. I contend the press knew she was lying then. Media, you wonder why Donald Trump became president of the United States. This is your example. You're doing it again. For anybody who thought possibly that you would have a backbone, that you have learned something, that you've become enlightened, you're doing it again. You are taking a story and you are picking the winner. You are picking the one you choose to believe. She has no credibility. Was she following orders last time? Perhaps. Is she following orders this time? Perhaps. It's your job to dissect this story and to show where the truth is and how it's all being lumped together to make it appear as though she's telling the truth. This is the problem. With so much dishonesty in the government, the credibility of those we've elected to serve us is completely shot. And so what do? We elect somebody like Donald Trump, not because of the credibility of the people in the government, but because he told us the truth. And this is the truth. You can't believe the media. They are in on the game. And this Susan Rice story is proof positive. Now, let's go to Pat, who's going to take us to the chalkboard.
Diagram this a little bit.
Yeah. I leaked nothing to nobody. Just show me how I leaked nothing to nobody works here, Pat.
All right. Well, first of all, this is obviously negation, right?
Pat at the chalkboard teaching.
Negation. Although she used a double negative. Okay. Which, of course, leads to a positive statement. As you know, two negative numbers multiplied together makes it a positive. So if you leak nothing to nobody, that does mean that you leaked something to everybody.
You're saying it was a true statement.
So we know
it was a true statement. Mm-hmm. She obviously leaked something to everybody. Now, if she was trying to say she didn't leak anything, then you have to use the negative auxiliary. I didn't leak anything. The pronoun anything, or you could perhaps use the negative article. I have not leaked anything.
To nobody?
So, to anyone.
To anyone.
Can you say I have not leaked nothing to nobody? If it was a triple negative, she'd be okay, right?
If you say I have not leaked anything to anyone, why isn't that a double positive? Which would lead it to a double negative.
Because you've used the negative particle, not, which obviously means you haven't.
And also, if you multiply two positives together, you don't get a negative.
Right.
You get a positive.
How Correct. Do we know math is right? Correct. Have you checked with Common Core lately?
Well, fake math, fake news, it's all real.
Thank you, Pat. We appreciate that for clearing that up.
Thank you.
For anybody who wanted to know exactly. By the way, anybody who is making fun of Donald Trump in the media and how he speaks.
Right.
Is anybody going over this? Is anybody saying, hey, Susan Rice, I didn't leak nothing to nobody. Is probably not something at a cabinet level.
I didn't leak nothing to nobody would have been okay because it's a triple negative. However, she said I leaked nothing to nobody,
right,
making
okay.
it a
You're
double
right.
negative and
You're
making
right.
it incorrect.
I'm sorry.
Or actually correct because she actually did leak it. So
yes. But she didn't leak it. And here's how they're getting away with it. May I erase your work on the chalkboard here?
Ooh.
Okay. So can anybody tell me what FISA means?
Foreign Intelligence Security Act?
Foreign FISA, Intelligence right? Security
Act.
It's
right?
not Act, is it? Is it Act?
Yeah, that's what
And so what does it do?
Yeah, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance, sorry.
Surveillance. Yeah. Anybody know what it does?
There's foreign intelligence that is surveilled with this act.
That's all you need to know.
Right, yeah.
That's all you need to know. They are surveilling foreign intelligence. Now, why are names masked in FISA? So Everything we're talking about here goes to a FISA court.
They're masked because if Americans are caught up in it, they don't want to suck Americans into something that they're
great
not guilty
of. So let's go back a bit. How does the FISA court work? What is the FISA court? How is it supposed to work? FISA court was developed because we found out in the 70s that the CIA was starting to spy on things, and we wanted to make sure that the CIA and the FBI and everybody was in their proper roles. Mm-hmm. But we saw that the CIA was starting to use surveillance in foreign countries, and we were afraid we were going to use them here in America. And so they put this wall up, and this is the point of the FISA court. We built a wall so no one could, no CIA, no NSA could ever cross back into the United States. And so what the CIA
said... It is illegal for the CIA to spy on Americans.
Correct. This all comes from the Nixon era, and all this stuff was starting to, and you were starting to spy on Americans. So the FISA court was designed, and the FISA court, you as the CIA, you have to come to a FISA court and say, hey, we have a foreign intelligence that needs to be surveilled. We need to listen to their phone calls. Great, listen to their phone calls. And we're listening to their phone calls as they're coming into the United States. They are here in the United States, and we need to listen to them. Mm. Well, wait a minute. If they're here in the United States, they're going to be talking to Americans. Yes, but what we'll do is when we issue the report, we will black out their name, and we will put U.S. citizen number one. And so when this FISA report came to Susan Rice's desk, it said, here's the Russian operative Igor Mololowski, whatever his name is, spoke to U.S. citizen number one. Now, how do you unmask that?
You go to the NSA or the CIA and you say, I need to know who this U.S. citizen
is. So how do you know who to go to? CIA, NSA, how do you know who to go to?
I don't know.
Are you teaching us or asking us?
I'm asking you. Okay. I'm teaching you, too. I'm asking you. Do you know?
No.
Okay. So
whoever
you go
filed the
to
report,
whoever issued this report.
Right.
Oh, okay.
The only people that have the key to unmask are the people that issued the report. So you go to let's say, the NSA, and you say, guys, I see U.S. citizen number one. I think I know who this is. And there is something else going on that you're not privy to because everything's compartmentalized. I need to see U.S. citizen number one and unmask U.S. citizen number one so I know their name because I think they're connected in this other thing that we have going on over here. We have to make sure it's the same person. Mm-hmm. Now, when they unmask it, who gets the unmasked report?
Person who asked for it, I would.
That's assume. What I would think. Nope. So when they're saying, did you leak anything? She didn't have to. Those reports go out to all of, like, 20 people. Those reports go out every day, and they have unmasked. If they are unmasked, they go up masked. Then if somebody asks for them to be unmasked, they're reissued, and they go out to everyone with the unmasking. So she didn't have to leak it. She gave it to 20 to 100 different people.
And someone there leaked it.
Someone there leaked it.
So she started the process.
Right.
But
so the questions that they should be asking...
She puts the blame, though, on the NSA, because they're the ones who decide whether they'll unmask or not. So she's trying to say...
Right, right. So yeah. Let's play this out, Pat. She's exactly right. They do. You play Susan Rice, I'll play the NSA. Hello, NSA.
I'd like to know who citizen number one is.
Why is your voice so low?
Yeah.
She's got a cold.
Okay.
Wow, I hope you feel better, Susan. You sound really bad. You sound like that.
Yeah, I don't feel good right now.
Sound like that guy on the radio. What's his name? Oh, man.
Nobody knows.
Okay,
nobody
so
knows
anyway.
His name.
So, Susan, I can't just give you the name of that person. You need to...
No, I've got another investigation going on.
You have another investigation on? Yeah, can you tell me a little bit about... I don't need to know about the investigation, but can you give me a reason why you think that this name is important?
Well, it involves a Trump campaign and
are you maybe doing
colluding
something on
the
Trump campaign and the Russians? Okay, mm-hmm. So you have something else going on?
Yes.
Okay, so you do need it.
I do need it.
Yes, okay, good. You don't just call them and say, hey, I need a name unmasked. Those are masked as a wall. It is incumbent upon the agency that issued the report to then say, why do you need it? Now, as national security advisor, as the head of the president's national security, she has more clout than anyone else. But it is her case. She cannot blame anyone else for saying, well, they just released it. No, they released it to you because you are the president's national security advisor. You are the top of the pyramid.
And you made the case.
If you say, I have another case that you're not aware of, they will unmask it. Because you're the top of the pyramid. The only one higher is the president.
And based on her interviews, she kind of walks this line that...
Yes, or she does.
Yeah, I did unmask something, but it wasn't for political purposes, and I wasn't going
after
the Trump campaign.
So the question should be, then what were you working on to ask for it to be unmasked?
Which if she it was wasn't classified. National security classified.
Correct. Correct, she will. So then the next question is, so was that name the name connected with something else? National security. Well, you have an American's life at stake here.
Yeah.
Reason for the FISA wall. You've just destroyed their life. I think you have a responsibility to repair it and speak frankly.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.